Look, there's no reason when an individual has been sick for him to be sick again by remembering having been sick. And yet that is what the mind does for one. An individual is sick, and then a little bit later, a few years later, he suddenly remembers having been sick and gets sick again. In other words, he more occupies the old viewpoint than he does the present viewpoint. He's running viewpoints and change in space, and he is leaving something behind him to look at it in each new consecutive position he occupies. Him, a Thetan. Now, this is evidently more or less the way it is, certainly to some mechanic. Now, exactly how we go to work erasing this, how we go to work amputating this, and so forth, I hope you understand is an entirely separate thing from the very lovely philosophic enigma of what is it. How you handle it. Now, we already know lots of ways to handle it. We know most of the picture mechanisms, as a matter of fact. I'd be very surprised to run into a new picture mechanism. And I was very surprised when I ran into this Thinnes deal. It was simply, though, a new idea about how one has pictures. It was a new idea of howness. How does one have pictures? Well, if you can separate them simply by expressing a willingness to occupy various viewpoints in front of sceneries, we could see how 8C would work like mad. You walk a fellow around and have him look at the wall, in other words, occupy viewpoints, and if he could knowingly and willingly occupy these various viewpoints, he, of course, would blow an awful lot of pictures. And when 8C starts turning on somatics, an individual is actually running out old pictures. Now, there's no mass to you as a being. There actually is no time in you as a being, except as you consider or postulate it. Therefore, you can get yourself very easily entangled with some past you. And thus you can get stuck on the trackness and re-stimulation and so forth. There's no difference whether you're here or there. It is a remote viewpoint, and you are a remote viewpoint in front of the wall. There's more of you in present time than there was in the past. There isn't just a finite quantity of you. There's a feeling on your part, however, that you are willing to look at just so many things at a time. And when you find yourself occupying too many past viewpoints and the scenery getting too jumbled up and you can't make it out completely, why, you decide to just shut it all off and you get most of these occlusions, one kind or another. But for whatever reason, you decided to shut it off. Well, this makes an interesting view, the idea of Thinnes. Now, the howness of it would then have to do with either taking over an automaticity of leaving remote viewpoints parked wherever you park. You park in front of that wall. When you walk away from it, you leave a remote viewpoint in front of the wall. All right, if you ever get a picture of the wall, that's what you must do, and evidently to get it. Therefore, study along those lines would indicate what one had to do in order to take over this automaticity. Well, in view of the fact that you and the unis of you parked in the past might as well be parked in the present, we can evidently slide these pictures all over the place, but the pictures never move. Pictures never go anyplace or do anything. You just slide back and forth on change of space through time. Your theory is that you can occupy any position you have occupied. And sure enough, we find only those areas of the tack are stuck where a person was unwilling to have stood there. So when we have somebody be willing to stand in front of things, we get a certain new condition of mind with regard to things. But supposing we made him dramatize unwilling to stand there. Look at that wall and get the idea of being unwilling to be there looking at the wall. You'd sure strip off a lot of walls. Well, here'd go the mind. Therefore, the mind is capable of being erased, providing one wanted to erase it. Now, before one would erase the mind, however, he would have to be able to perform the services which the mind pretends to perform. The services of experience, the services of control, being able to take a number of bodies and stack them all together and then control our present body. We controlled a bunch of bodies in the past, therefore we could control a present body by putting things through this. It has uses. An individual would have to discover one way or the other if these uses were, these favors were obtainable or doable by himself before he'd be totally willing to give up the mental image picture system. But I think the mental image picture system is one of the sillier systems, and I think probably invent a system by which to retain the past, invent a system of incomparable magnitude to the mind. Various processes apparently open up in front of us. Then and Now Solids is the most reliable, up-to-date process we have, which straightens this out. The individual does change space and does move back into the past, and then moves up into the present, and moves into the past, moves into the present, moves into the past, moves into the present. And he is taking over the king-sized automaticity of all, which is make it more solid. He must have lost track of how to make things solid if he's still making those facsimiles on the back track slightly solid. There's something wrong with his solidifier if he's still got pictures. So he can take over this automaticity of solidities of the past as represented as pictures, and we would find these things doing two things. Some of them, obsessively made solid, would key out, and those that weren't visible at all, we would suddenly have the facility of making them solid again. The funny part of it is a preclear can make them almost totally solid. And there have been instances of preclears walking around inside these pictures of the past, doing things and looking at things which he didn't see when he was there the first time. There's an instance on record of a fellow reading the back side of a newspaper he only saw the front side of.